and a good Tuesday.
Not necessarily the news.
You sound the bell.
Here we go.
Here's the good news. Good morning. It is a Tuesday installment of
Not necessarily the news.
Our daily exercise in pop culture, current events, and whatever else. Who cares? We can now say we exercise daily. Welcome our Hank Facebook Livers. I'll fix the cameras here in a minute. Streaming live on the Hank Facebook page. Let's find out.
Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, what happened?
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is John, and I like to have fun everywhere I go.
This is the guy.
I'm going to the national championship game.
Yeah.
And this won't be the greatest flight of my life if I can't get a Hoosier Riley cry out of you guys.
They won.
At least some of you. All right?
The Indiana Hoosiers are your national
Hoosiers
champions.
All right? Now, if you're rooting for Miami,
and this is what they do.
Find me after the game, and I'll buy you a beer to drown your sorrows.
There it is. 27-21.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
I need you to say it proud.
This guy.
1, 2, 3. Hoosiers! Thank you.
There
he's
it is.
Got spirit. My goodness.
Indiana Hoosiers right there. Your 2026 college football championships. Congratulations going back to regular TV, Mom, and the rest. Also, Billy Bob Thornton. Because Landman ramped up its season. He wants to let everybody know, by the way, the reports that Demi Moore and him are a couple now. And he says the reports that I'm leaving the show, that's all AI. And then I have to bleep the rest of it.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Yeah, he says. So don't believe any of that. By the way, he didn't know any of what was going to happen in the finale and the twists and turns ahead of time.
I do, but not very far in advance. Taylor keeps it pretty close to the vest. I mean,
even to you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we were talking earlier about that. So people kind of assume, especially if you're in the lead of something, that you talk to the creator all the time, you know everything that's happening. But personally, I like that. I like not knowing.
Yeah. Just like me, not knowing. And not being there.
I mean, it's not that you're not soothing. I'm sure all the ladies love you very much. Next year, you get them, Tiger. Well, don't you worry about it.
No, this may be the end.
You know, saying bye-bye to singledom, well, it deserves a big fond adieu, especially if you're one of the most eligible women on the planet. So, Taylor Swift planning quite the bachelorette party. Ladies, we're going to need to get those passports ready because the festivities will include stops in the Alps, the Caribbean, and more. Taylor plans to handle all the expenses so you can leave your wallet at home. The passport is really the most important thing.
So we're all invited?
Yeah, totally.
Everyone's invited.
Yes. It's going to be coming in your Evite any moment now. Or just, I don't know, that I guess she texts a lot of things. I don't know. There's going to be pure enjoyment. Private planes, top-notch chefs on hand, and an exclusive nightclub by her favorite DJs.
Okay.
I bet DJ Clue knows everything that's going on.
He's who I would hire. Notable passing at the age of 93, passing away yesterday at his home in Rome, Italian fashion designer Valentino. Didn't he always tout wearing red? Valentino passing away at the age of 93 and soon to be gone. Looks like after this next season, Kelly Clarkson will call it quits on her daytime talk show. Seventh season, and there's been some rumors over the past, actually, year and a half or so that this is going to be it. And one source says, close to the show, that it's definite that it's going to be wrapping up.
That's it, no more.
And also, Clarkson's contract expires at the end of the year, and she probably will decline to renew it. She's had a heck of a year. And then some. So it's probably worth mentioning that there's a big player in that with her ex, Brandon Blackstock, passing away. Father of her kids and all of that stuff. So,
no! Kelly Clarkson!
That is, by the way, the ratings leader across the board in daytime TV. So,
yeah, you know, even Jerry Springer had said back in the day, I mean, she's got it. She has got it.
That's our Burleson girl, ladies and gentlemen. Stay strong, Kelly.
I think her favorite bakery is down there.
Whose isn't?
I know, right? So you swipe left, you swipe right, you swing into the DMs. That's how the kids do it, isn't it? But where does this leave all those singles in 2026? Well, there's lots of complaints about all these apps to find the perfect love. So folks are taking matters into their own hands once again. There is now a resurgence of personal ads. Gen Z always has an interesting approach to life, and this is no exception. A 27-year-old, young man, I almost said kid, by the name of Isaac, he got fed up with his personal life being mined for profit for a corporation. The experts say the key to making it work is by sharing something kind and personal. 78% of this population say we've got fatigue from the dating apps.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't go on those.
But that's probably a good idea.
Just saying those those goats are trying to hook back up with Mark Phillips.
Mm.
And do you blame them? Well, it's all about reunion concerts and whatnot, and anniversary concerts, and that includes one big band of mine growing up, Poison.
Oh.
Poison getting ready to celebrate their 40th anniversary, and they planned a tour.
What?
But it's off.
Oh.
Called off. Poison's 40th anniversary tour called off.
Dang it.
Because lead singer Brett Michaels wants to make roughly 600% more than any of the other bandmates.
He's so pretty.
So they looked at that, said the math don't math, and that every rose may have its thorn, but we don't have a Brett Michaels. Poison calling it all. I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Do you remember the show, the reality show?
It was called Rock of Love.
The Rock of Love.
And
the winner, ladies, start your engines, got to go on the tour bus. What in the world was that?
That's actually ended up what happening to the goat, too.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
We may
now
be
you know the rest of the story.
Hoofing it to work. No parking around the studio today. The roads are still closed.
Yeah.
We had parades. We had multiple parades, and he seems to have gotten the memo that those are not really a thing anymore. Hello, Madam Mayor, bestie. But do take heart, KB. This is going to save your life, which may be the method to the madness.
Yeah.
A new study shows that just an extra 5 minutes of a brisk walk every day reduces premature death by 10%.
Wow.
You stand up. Instead of sitting down, you give yourself an extra 7%.
How about that?
So if you need to talk death, I'm your girl.
All right.
Or anything goat milking.
Today is also walk outside day. Take a walk outside day. So extra 2 minutes. How about that? Ed, and you're still alive.
Handled.
Unless you walk in like downtown Minneapolis or something.
Yeah, it's on.